It's Walt and Mark in the morning here on Sunny FM. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. I'm joined on the line right now by Bobby Ayotte, who is helping put on a great event coming up tomorrow over in Chatham. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we wanted to have a couple of minutes with your time here today to talk about what you have coming up tomorrow, and this is in Chatham. What's going on? Give everybody the details.
So this is our fourth annual It's on the Barn event, and it's going to be tomorrow. Barn doors open at 3 p.m. until 8 p.m., and this is a farm-to-table dinner that we have, all local from Elder County. We also have music and square dancing. We have raffle baskets that will be available until 7:15 tomorrow, and then we have a pie and cake auction. All the proceeds that we raise from this go to our suicide prevention efforts in Elder County, which include our school social worker. And, you know, it's just a really fun time at the farm. If you've never been at the North Farm Barn in Chatham, it's just a great event to come to.
So what are the hours of it for folks to come and check it out?
So it's tomorrow from 3 p.m. The doors open until 8 p.m. And tickets are available at a couple locations still in Autrain. It's the Brownstone Inn. In Chatham, it's Mama Cow's. And Munising, it's Elder Parks and Rec, Falling Rock Cafe and Bookstore, and People's State Bank of Munising. There will also be tickets at the door to purchase, and then it's cash or check only.
Now, you mentioned that it's a farm-to-table dinner. Can you tell me at least a little bit about what may be on the menu for folks to enjoy?
So we're doing a pig roast, and all of the vegetables are all locally grown. We have some potatoes coming in, some squash, sweet potatoes. We're also doing a nice garden salad and some apple crisp for dessert.
You mentioned that this is, what did you say, the fourth or so? How many years have you been doing this, and where'd the idea come from to do this?
Yeah, 4 years. We've really been big on suicide prevention. We know depression and anxiety in our youth is high, and we wanted to do something where we could showcase Elder County and raise funds for a great cause.
Now, this is an opportunity to come out and do this and obviously help out with the effort, but tell me a little bit about your, I guess, the parent group that's doing it, the overall group that is coordinating this to make it happen.
Sure. So the overall group, we are called Elder County Communities That Care, or AC3, and we are a group of community members where we just, you know, we really get things done. The programs that we do in the schools and in the community are all evidence-based programs. And, you know, we just are a group. We like to get things done. We're community. Everybody's community. Organizations have been really great with helping sponsor and send members to our group. And, you know, this is one of our big fundraisers every year for suicide.
Well, if people can't make it to this particular event, but they want to find out more about what you're doing in Elder County, maybe get involved, maybe they want to help out, what's the best way to find out more about what you do?
So the best way to find out more is we do have an active Facebook page, Elder County Communities That Care. We also have a website where people go to our website. It is elgerctc.org. They'll find all the information about us, and we're always looking for new members for our group. So if anybody's ever interested, they can visit those two sites. Otherwise, they can call 906-202-2244 for more information.
We're talking with Bobby Ayotte, who is with Elder County Communities That Care. Bobby, let's give everybody the details again of what's happening tomorrow, when and where, and how they can take part.
So we have the It's All in the Barn event taking place tomorrow. Doors open at 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. It is a farm-to-table meal. Dinner starts at 4:45 p.m., followed by a pie and cake auction at 5:45. We have music and square dancing starting at 6:30. We have basket raffles that are open until 7:15, and you do not need to be present to win. Tickets can be purchased at the door. Adults are $25. Children 12 and under are $15, and children 5 and under are free. Cash and check only, and if there's any questions, people can call 906-202-2244 or visit our Facebook page. It's on the Barn.
I'm sure you have all the information there about where exactly it is, but you say it's the North Farm in Chatham. How does one find that? Is there a quick and easy way to find them?
Sure. So if you're coming from Marquette, you'd go from 41 to 94, and it's right on Rock River Road. If you're coming from Munising, you take 28 to 94.
All right. And what time again tomorrow for folks to come and enjoy?
Doors open at 3 p.m.
Thanks for your time this morning, Bobby, and I wish you the best of luck. And please keep us posted with what you're doing with the agency, too. We'll help get the word out in the future.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
All right, that's Bobby Ayotte with Alger County Communities That Care, and you can also find out by visiting their website about what they're doing with not only It's All in the Barn, but also with other events and activities that they're doing. We'll have the interview for you at our website at sunny.fm, and you're listening to Mark and Walt in the Morning right here on this Friday morning on Sunny FM.